Tent booths were set up to represent different groups that responded to what happened 15 years ago when Enbridge's Line 6B burst. 1.2 million gallons was recovered from the tar sands oil spill along more than 35 miles of the Kalamazoo River and one of its tributaries near Marshall, Michigan. The Michigan Climate Action Network organized the event at the historic Bridge Park near Battle Creek. That site was chosen because it was part of the long stretch of contaminated shoreline. Denise Keel is the executive director of that group. She says no one has forgotten the damage caused by Line 6B. That's why they worry about Line 5.
The message remains the same, to shut down Line 5 and no oil tunnel. We are here today on the 15th anniversary of the Kalamazoo River oil spill so that history does not repeat itself. We should learn from our mistake.
She added the other mistake is perpetuating the use of fossil fuels that's causing disruption of the Earth's climate. Nicole Kiwe-Biber is the Mid-Michigan organizer of Michigan Clean Water Action. She's also a citizen of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. She noted that today, Line 5 is more than 30 years older than Line 6B was when it ruptured.
The many places that 645-mile-long pipeline crosses over waters is close by to the Great Lakes, beyond just the absurdity of that four-mile stretch beneath the straits, that's all a threat. That pipeline is over 70 years old.
Some of the environmental group's leaders spoke to those gathered. Sean McBrady is coordinator of the Oil and Water Don't Mix campaign. He talked about the oil spill 15 years ago.
This was entirely man-made, and it was only as big as it became because of the negligence of the people who now the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the federal government are asking us to trust the Great Lakes with.
McBrady says that devastating Line 6B oil spill, one of the largest inland oil spills in the U.S., spurred a movement.
A movement that says never again are we going to let major corporations like Enbridge spill oil into our rivers. A movement that says we're going to protect our Great Lakes and make sure that the same company responsible for this oil spill does not strike again, this time with a larger pipeline running more oil in the heart of the Great Lakes.
Right now, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, EGLE, is taking comments from the public on permit applications submitted by Enbridge. The company wants to tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac to house a new segment of Line 5. The current pipeline sits on the lake bed of the straits that connect Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. Beth Wallace is the Great Lakes Climate and Energy Director for the National Wildlife Federation. She says EGLE is falling short in its responsibilities. It should be reviewing what kind of environmental damage tunneling under the Straits of Mackinac might cause in addition to the impacts where the tunnel construction begins and ends above ground.
So I ask you, who are the decisions really serving? They're not the people of Michigan. They're not the tribes who have stewarded these waters for generations and not the millions who rely on the Great Lakes.
When asked what the groups were willing to do to stop Line 5 and the proposed tunnel, Wallace said if EGLE does not do its job fully, the National Wildlife Federation will take the agency to court. Nicole Kiwe-Biber with Michigan Clean Water Action and a member of the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa also responded.
Our indigenous people and nations and our allies aren't going to let this happen. We cannot. We cannot. So, if they want us to be up there camping out and bring our drums and bring our medicines, we're ready to do that.
When we asked Enbridge for comments regarding the concerns of the environmental groups, it said in part that it was committed to safeguarding the Great Lakes and that it welcomes the public comment process now underway. EGLE is taking public comments on Enbridge's proposed tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac until August 29th. I'm Lester Graham.